the most important Boggle story ever, as told by Balderdash Boggle and retold by me, Becky, from Story Trails. For anyone who doesn't know, Boggles are tiny little creatures that live in rocks, and very, very often those rocks are painted in some special kind of way. Because, you see, Boggles love painted rocks best of all. And this story is what Balderdash Boggle calls the most important Boggle story ever. And it begins like lots of very important stories. It begins like this. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, the Boggles lived very far from each other. So far away that they didn't even know that there were other Boggles. Until one day, an adventurous Boggle called Hope decided to go on a journey. She travelled far and wide and away from her village, all across the Enchanted Trail. And that is when she found other Boggles, and then more Boggles, and then even more other Boggles. She returned to her home and told all of them about the other Boggles. Well, at first they were excited. How wonderful that we're not the only ones, they said. I wonder if the others have good stories too. Yeah! But then a voice called out.
What do the other Boggles want?
Said Grumpus Boggle. Oh, what do you mean? Said Hope, taken aback. Why should they want anything but to be our friends?
Yeah, said Grumpus. Everyone wants something.
The other Boggles nodded. That was true, they said. Everyone does want something.
And what, said Grumpus, if they want our Boggle rocks?
That's silly, said Hope. They have their own. But the rest of the Boggles weren't so sure that it was silly. Their Boggle rocks were very beautiful. What if the other Boggles did want them?
We'll take their Boggle rocks first, said Grumpus.
And they all went off to do just that. Hope felt terrible. None of this would have happened if she had just stayed home. She chased after all of her friends and family to try and get them to change their minds. As they were on their way and congratulating themselves for deciding to attack first, they came across the other Boggles. If it was a fight they wanted, they'd get it. All of the Boggles from the Enchanted Trail, every Boggle that Hope had met, stared and stared at one another. And then Hope ran in between them all. Wait, she said. Let me tell you a story. A story, they all said. Yes, said Hope. She knew that the Boggles loved stories more than anything. She held her speaking story stick up high and, well, they couldn't resist. She told story after story. They laughed and cried and nodded their heads and clapped their hands. She spoke until her voice grew hoarse and she couldn't say another word. And then all of the Boggles realised that they had all sat down and that they had all listened together and that they really were all very alike. They were friends after all. And ever since then, there have been Boggle storytellers. You always know because they have their story stick. And I wonder how many of you listening now might be storytellers too. Perhaps you could find a story stick. And remember, things aren't always what they seem. And we can usually solve our differences if we just listen to one another. You've been listening to an original Story Trails tale by Becky Stirrup, with sound effects and music sourced via Freesound. Woodland Ambience by H.D. Mattinson, and the intro and outro by D. Video Guy. Look out for more Story Trail shenanigans at storytrails.co.uk. And until the next tale, remember that all stories have magic in them. That's why learning to write a word is called spelling.